In Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to learn Sharavi Sharabitachin of the Chayvus Alvavais with Ravigda Amila's translation. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. There's so many series of Shiurim that this Shar of Sharabitachin is being learned by so many people. And so the question is, there's so many out there that you could listen to, so what's the unique thing about this? The answer is that with Ravigda Amila's approach, we could really take, when you analyze it, clear thinking about so many areas, even when it's not mamish on the topic, as I will explain. It is kedai, even for the people who see Shaar Bitachin as one separate unit, to learn through all the 10 Sha'arim of the Chayvus Alvavais. And Shaar Bechina in particular, which is the second one, that gives you the contemplation of the Bria and of the wisdom of the body to the see Hashem in that, his power and his goodness. As well as there's a Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh, where one of the prakim has 30 things to think about. Very powerful, long perek that Be'ezus Hashem, if I would give another shiurim on Chayvus Alvavais, it would be on that. So we're going to start right now the beginning of the Shaar Bitachin. Bebitachin ala lekim yisbarach, regarding trust in Hashem, bezeh pesach ashar, and this is the introduction. Amar b'chaber, the author states, v'dei shekodem mamareinu b'chi of kabbalas avodas alekim, in the previous shar it talked about the obligation of serving Hashem. Reisi lo haviyachra mashu tzarech yoyis, mikol dvarim lo yivet lekim yisbarach. So, I want to present you after that what's most needed for such a person who is an avod Hashem, v'habitachin elov b'chol dvarav. That is to have trust in Hashem in all of his affairs. So here I want to emphasize the word bichol, all of his affairs, not just on his spiritual existence, but on his physical existence. In other words, for example, you rely on your Hashem if you drop the button and you're missing a button on your shirt. You ask Hashem, please help me find the button or be able to replace the button, or have enough money to buy another shirt when I need it, and so on. This sounds trivial. For many people, this seems foreign. Bitachan olav b'chol dvarav. All affairs, including a parking spot. You know, the famous cute story where a guy's looking around for parking and asks Hashem, please help me find parking, please help me find parking. Finally, there's a parking spot that opens up right now, and then he turns to Hashem and says, never mind, thank you very much, but never mind, I found one. That's the attitude that very often we have subconsciously. What we do is we don't have bitachon in Hashem in all of the ways. In other words, in this scenario that I just said, if you have that bitachon, clear mind, when that parking space opens, you turn to Hashem and say, thank you, Hashem, for giving me the parking spot. Hashem arranged that. So, then Ravigda Amila says that when you settle down for the subject of serving Hashem, the first thing you need is bitachin. Now, it's interesting because you would think the first thing by serving Hashem is to do mitzvahs, things to do. But like Ravigda Amila says a lot regarding Chayvus Alvavais, what was so unique about the Sefer is that this Sefer is purely on not mitzvahs, but how a Jew is supposed to think. Now, the idea that you serve Hashem by thinking a certain way is surprising for many, even though it's obvious. It's attitudes that you need to acquire in your mind. That's the most important idea of serving Hashem. And that's a really interesting concept. So then he talks about how there's something called emunah, there's something called bitachin, and he goes through it. We're not going to get into it now. But the idea is to have these two concepts in your mind. Number one, that Hashem does everything and whatever happens comes from him. And also that Hashem is doing it all for the purpose of chesed and for kindness. And he brings what we said from using this word, bitachin elav, trust in him, bechol devarav, in all your affairs. That means Everything you do needs bitachin. Earning a living, attempting to uphold your health, maintaining good relations with your family, with your friends, with your neighbors, your learning, your tefillos, your marriage, so on. And bitachin for mitzvahs. For example, in Shemayin Esrei, you say, Hashem svasei tiftach ofi agiti lasecha, open my lips so my mouth may declare your praise. Why do we say this? We're already praying to Hashem, but we can't be sure that we'll succeed. Therefore, you say a tefillah first for the success of tefillah. We do what we do, and the rest we rely on Hashem, but we have to ask Hashem, please help me open my mouth and talk properly. So he gives an example, Rav Avigdor Miller. People work very hard before Pesach, cleaning the house, getting rid of chametz, but they are relying on their own efforts. That's a mistake. In the middle of Pesach, they might be surprised to find a whole bottle of whiskey someplace in the closet. So even when it comes to getting ready for Pesach, don't rely on your own efforts. You need to ask Hashem to give you success, and you need Siyat Deshmai in everything, Hashem's help you need in everything, even to succeed in a mitzvah. The same is true in all areas of your life. Always refer back to Hashem in your learning. Are you sure that you will remember? Or in pshat, you're sure you'll have the right pshat? You have to ask Hashem for it. Don't rely on yourself, even on a mitzvah. Meaning you have to do the effort, but you don't rely or believe or bank on the fact that it is you that is what caused this succeeding to happen. Now, this is sometimes a very hard thing to swallow. Because basically, like Rav Avigdor says in another place, the Hamaitzi Lechem in the Aretz, that you're thanking Hashem that you brought it, the bread from the earth, is a very difficult bracha, especially in the agriculture society. So, for example, in order for you to have this bread in front of you, right? You have a bread in front of you. These days, we get it from a store. You wash your hands, and you thank Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for taking the Hamaitzi Lechem in the Aretz. You took bread out from the earth, and you eat the bread. In those days, where the person himself had to plow the land, plant seeds on the land, cover it with earth, have it water it, let it grow, make sure it grows properly, take the kernels after it's grown fully and process it and winnow it and then crush it and then make it into flour and then baking it and then putting it into the oven and getting in. You had about 100 steps till you got to that bread. And you, the farmer, did everything, and yet, as you're about to eat that piece of bread, you turn to Hashem and say, "Hamaitzi lechem in haaretz." You brought this bread out of the earth. What do you mean he brought it out? I did all the heavy lifting work. The answer is no. You're recognizing you have to do that work, but no matter how much work you do, first of all, it's with the power that Hashem is giving you. It's all coming from Hashem. Then he says, that it brings great benefits to both matters of Torah and worldly matters. We'll continue Be'ezaz Hashem in the upcoming shir.